thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
1 Peter 1:8. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him. In his book, Talking Dogs, Sam Mason continues, during the last couple of years of his life, Tigger, one of our dearly loved Italian greyhounds, gradually lost his sight. He developed cataracts. They robbed him of his vision, but they couldn't steal his precious relationship with his masters. My wife Carol often referred to Tigger as her lovey-dovey boy. He would stand, not sit, on our laps, putting his paws on either side of our necks, then affectionately tuck his head under our chins. It was adorable. Blind though he was, Tigger's desire for the things he could no longer see was unaffected. In spite of the cataracts that blurred our features, somehow he still managed to look us in the face. His diminished capacities may have hampered his movements, but his love and trust towards his masters remained rock solid. All of us who have placed our trust in the Lord possess handicaps, even spiritual ones. Do we use them as excuses for not pursuing God as intensely as we ought? Do we allow these hindrances to ration our love for him? Or do we, with God's help, find the strength to reach past our limitations to experience the unbounded joy of his presence and fulfill the calling he's placed in our lives? Yes, we may sometimes grope about in the darkness every now and then, even stumbling and falling. But we can trust the one who understands our seasons of blindness. We can open our hearts to his love and love him back. Sight unseen. That's Lessons from God's Creatures, Part 2 from Visions, The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.